ada imes. Okay, one of the most famous encounters between Yaakov and Esav, and the last parsha we're told already Yaakov left Lavan, finished with that one Sarah, left that, and is on his way back, his wife and kids, 11 kids, and all of his rechush. He's on his way back to Canaan, and he decides that maybe he's just, you know, test the waters a little bit, see what's going on, see what Esav's holding since he left him 20 some odd years ago. See, the anger is still burning inside. And sure enough, he finds out very quickly that things have not changed very much over 20 years' time. We tonight are going to discuss, this afternoon, tonight, whatever you want to call it, some of the Yesodos, I think, that this is Parsha. This is, I think, known as one of the Parshios, or actually to a whole slew of Parshios, Parshios HaGolos, Parshas HaGolos, the HaGeulah, if you can call it, starting already in the last Parsha when Yaakov goes out to Charan, and then the continuation with the Esav, and then next week's Parsha with the beginning of the Yerida to Mitzrayim. Okay, this is all one basic Mahalach until already the first Parshas of Shmos, where we begin to come out with the Geula. But the Yesodos, so we're going to start discussing already tonight, start talking about this point, about what is Golos all about, what are the types of different Golos that we have, and what the goals are in terms of the Geula for these particular Goloses. That's what we're going to focus on. First, Mar Makom, the top right corner, talks about famous Mar Makom. Well, I'm sure everyone's heard it. If not this week, you'll hear it by now. You'll hear it many more times this week. The Beis HaLevi, but instead of just saying the famous Yisod, which everyone says in the Beis HaLevi, I'd like to try to expound a little bit, okay, on what the Beis HaLevi says, because I think it's very pertinent and relevant to where we're at. Beis HaLevi says, famous question, why does the pasuk say, Hatzileni na miyad achim miyad Esav? Right, Yaakov Davins, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, save me from my brother, from Esav. So the first question is, the Zohar deals with is, that from here we learn out, why is it say, Miyad Achim, Miyad Esav, only have one brother? So the Zohar learns out of Halach and Tefillah, you have to be mamish, very mefarish. When you talk about Hilchos Tefillah, you're davening for something, you have to be very explicit, expressly conveyed what exactly you're referring to. That's the first Halach that the Zohar learns out. That's not Tzolakuni for us right this moment. If you're davening for a chola, say the chola's name. If you're davening for a parnasa, for a certain thing, whatever you're davening, the more specific you can make it, the better off you're going to be. That's the first you saw from the Zohar. But then, since we say, even if that was true, if you just said miyad achi esav, if you wanted to tell you to be mefarish, so why miyad achi miyad esav, twice miyad? So the Beis HaLevi, 7 lines down, 8 lines down, 9 lines down, yesh mefarish. Hakavana, the Yaakov behodo the Esav Baal Krato Hevin the Lo Yimaleid Me'achav Yishnei Opanim. He knew there was either one of two outcomes were going to happen. There was no choice. There was no third choice. One of two things was going to happen. Oh, the Esav Yilachem Movi Yirtzel Hargo. Oh, the Yisratzei Movi Ashuv Me'apo the Yishrevimo B'Shalva V'Achva Kishnei Achim. Either he's going to kill him. Esav's going to kill Yaakov because he's raging and going to want to kill him because he's really his enemy. Or, that's the one side, or he's really not upset anymore, and I'm going to be matzliach in calming him down and appeasing him and making him happy with me, and then we're going to be together as brothers. And that's also going to be dangerous for me. Why are those two things dangerous? This is the Beis HaLevi, because from these two things Yaakov was afraid. The gam tovasov avasov shel Esav ra ha'isay tzal Yaakov. Even the love of Esav is very, very evil and difficult for Yaakov to handle. And after the pasuk says two things, vayira Yaakov ve'ol vayetzelol. He was scared and he was saddened. He was scared because he may get killed, and he was saddened. He was full of sorrow because even on the tzad hatov ki'ilu that Esav will make up with him. Even that will be very dangerous. And that's what it says here, Miyad Achim, Miyad Esav, Zeh Shebikesh Al Shnei Opanim, She'eino Rotzebo, Lo L'ach, ולא לאסף. וביקי שיציל משני ידיים הללו. The tefillah of Yaakov was almost like an apostle tefillah. There was one or two outcomes. Either he was going to want to kill him, or he was going to become b'shalom with him. Yaakov says, I want a third option. I want either one. How did he need one? Either Esau's going to be upset or not going to be upset. One of the two. Yaakov says, I don't want either one of those two things. Please. Neither one. Hatzilena miyad achim miyad Esav. Am I ach? If you want to be achba, I'm not interested. And if you want to be Esav, I'm also not interested. Save me from both of those. What does that mean, save me from both of those? He shouldn't kill me, and he shouldn't live with me. That was a tefillah. That's kind of difficult. So he says here, Viniskabla tefillaso. And you know what? In the end, he actually would, Hashem received the tefillah. The betchilah yad bedas eitzav lahargo, v'akarosh baruch hu yitzil miyado, v'achakak shenisvatsa lo b'kesh liyot imo b'yachad. First he wanted to kill him. Hashem said, I don't want you to kill him. So that was taken off miyad Esav. Then he said, let's walk together, live together. And Yaakov pushed him aside. V'nitzal gam b'zev imenu, k'mo shem rakatuv, v'yeshev Esav, yashev Esav yom huva darko. Esav went back to his place, Seira. What's so important about the fact that Esav went to Seira? Who really cares? And he says the Mefoshim asks this question. Why is it supposed to say that Esav went and he went to Seir? Why is that important? So they say, I'll tell you why. Because that's the second part of the tefillah. The second part of the tefillah was, even if he comes a peace and he wants to be with me, please don't let us be together. Send him away. Let him be on his own. Not broigis, not fighting. But even if he has a peace with me, I don't want us to be together. That's why the pasuk says, you know what? The second tefillah of Yaakov, of I don't want him to be with me, also was miskayim. Hashem saved him from both types of connection with Esav. Not the misa, not the retzah, chas v'shalom, and at the same time also no connection with him. That's what ultimately happened. Okay, so it's a beautiful pshat. It explains miyad achim, miyad Esav. It explains lashon apasuk vayira vayetzel, two different types of lashonos of tsar and the pasuk. It describes the two different lechora potential opportunities that could have happened that didn't end up happening either one of them. Ultimately, as the story unfolds, and last but not least, it also explains why lemaita. What's this pasuk we have here? Vayashav Esav. Seira, he went to Seir. Great! If I wanted to find out what Esav did, I'd be interested. I'm not really interested in what Esav did, it's the Torah. Why are we so interested about what Esav did? No. That was part of the Kima Tefillah of Yaakov. That's in the Pashup Shat. Let's go a little deeper now. Says the Beis Halevi, next paragraph. Everything we've been talking about now for the last 4 weeks, is Pashas Lechacha, the Ramban, 5 weeks already. Ramban already tells us that all Sefer Bereishis might sum the similar banim. And this also was foreshadowing the different galuses that we will have to encounter with Esav. The gambe galusa shel Esav is nahikin in Yisrael b'shnei opanim. Different types of galuses will have different types of scenarios. The haskalos hagalus are lying. Yeah, gozer gzeros raos b'shmados v'yisurim v'yilachem be'em v'yirtzel abdan Hashem barachma v'lo yalzvem. In the beginning of the galus, there will be decrees against Klal Yisrael. There will be destruction, physical destruction, wanting to obliterate Klal Yisrael. That will be the beginning of the Golos. The first Hariga, the first thing Esav wanted to do was kill Yaakov. Right? That's how the Golos began. Yaakov ran away because he was afraid he was going to get killed. So he runs away. That's the first part of the Golos. And Hashem says, I won't let that happen. No, I'll protect you. Ubisof, Yomar, Kirotzele Shev Vishavayim Yaakov. The Kavanas of the Bezeh, Yarchiket Yisrael, Me'avoros Hashem, Yidachem Emunatam. Then the guy can get smarter and they say, no, let's forget that. We're never going to be able to destroy all of Israel. It's not shy. We read in the Bible, it says that Hashem's going to protect them. We can't do it. You know what? I got a better plan. Let's not push them away. Let's invite them in. Let's be friends. Let's be one big happy family. Now, what does that mean to be happy families with the goyim? So he says, "Ukmo," like Esav said, "let's walk together." What did it mean? Eighth of the Medrash, the eighth line. The Esav Amarlo, Esav said, "Let's make a partnership." Let's be partners in the two worlds. Let's share it together. What does it mean to share it together? Amarlo, he said to him, let's go together. The Hainu, Sheshneim Yitkarvu Zeitzazeh. Let's all be one. Let's make it difficult to see the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. Let's all be one family together. The Kol Achad Yivatir Ktsas Min Hago Akadum Achis You give up some of your menhagim, we'll give up some of our menhagim, and you know what? Ultimately, we'll create a new nation called the United Nations. We'll all be united, right? Great! We'll all be one big happy nation together. Won't be any differences. You just, some certain things in Torah, leave those alone. And certain things that we do that make you guys upset, we won't do either. Very nice! There will be very little distinction between the two nations. Let's see how it plays itself out. Pass this back. Okay, so how does it play itself out? HaKavanah Shel Midrash says the following. Dehu Shel Besov, Gam Hem Yikablu Ikarim Dovim. They'll accept some very important principles of Emunas Yisrael, and there's an Emun and a Borei, Monotheism, Yefeh, Torah Min HaShemayim, Tzchar V'Onesh, all those the Gaim will accept. The Yirtzu underlines the Gam Yaakov Yevater Ktsas Me'eis Asher Lo. But he has to also go some things. Yaniach Ktsas Me'avodas Hanogos Rak Olam Haba. Raki Kachlo Ktsas Midarki Ha'olam V'Chelik Olam Hazeh. Litasek Bedrachim Medvarim Chitzonim V'Lo Shish Kedu Rak Al Torah. So the Gaim said to Yaakov, listen, we're happy to have you with us. They say to Klai Yisrael, you know, you just gotta go, you can't just be Osek and Olam Haba. It's not right. You can't just do Torah Mitzvahs. You gotta give some of that Torah Mitzvah stuff. Because this world, this is about this world, not about Olam Haba. And if you're too much Olam Haba next, then we won't be together, we won't be the same. We, the Goyim, we are into this world. We like this world. We're interested, we're interested with this world, we think it's very important, we think it's a goal in itself. Right, one of the things he said was that they don't accept going to Olam Haba. They mean Torah Min HaShemayim, Tzchar V'Onesh, okay, different things like that. But going to Olam Haba, I don't know if we're so into that. If we are, it's only a bemitzvah. So you gotta give up some Olam Haba. You can't just be living your life, okay, for Olam Haba. It doesn't work that way. So, if you're willing to give up that, we'll accept a new code, and you accept a new code, and we'll all be okay. That was what Ezra was saying, let's go together, let's be one. Okay. V'zeh lashon tanit be'eliyahu zuta. It says there, tu atah olam hazeh v'olam haba chatzi, v'ani eto olam hazeh v'olam haba chatzi. Let's split olam hazeh and olam haba. You take half and half, and I'll take half and half. Hakavanah underlines, shelo ti atah osek rak b'torah mitzvos. Rak tamit avodascha, taniach yadcha me'ezeh me'amitzvos ha'gormim piru ben shneinu. Remove some of the mitzvos that separate the two of us. By day ze tincha olam hazeh v'gam chatzi olam haba k'omer dayel harak chatzi olam haba v'lo kulo. The goyim say, listen, stop doing things that make you different than us. Some things that are different than us is one thing, but I'm hanifka l'Hashem, okay, I'm v'zar v'forah, they're different than everybody else, don't be different. Stop doing all those different things that make you guys this special nation. Stop all that stuff. Do like us. Do some mitzvos. Have some beliefs. That's okay. We can deal with that also. And then the rest of it, Olam Hazeh, and we'll do the same, and we'll be one. That's the plan. That's the shutzos that we're going to make with you, Klal Yisrael. Is that good with you or not? That's what I said to Yaakov. You ready for that or not? And this is the second ofen that the goyim, when they saw they can't destroy Klal Yisrael, said, no, let's forget that. Let's make friends. Let's let them live with us. Let's let them intermingle with us. Let's let them intermarry with us. Okay, this is great. Okay? And you know what? We'll become this new nation, this melting pot of people that will be called whatever. Give it a name. Okay? And Klal Yisrael will lose its special, distinct elements that it has, and the Goyim will lose their distinct elements that they're usually against. They'll accept a new code of beliefs, and everyone will be happy. Ma Rab is a... That's the Goyim's idea. So let's go a little further down. Eight lines from the bottom of the paragraph. V'zeh ha-galos ha-sheni, she'yeh b'sof ha-galios, hu nikra b'ferach, b'ferach, perach. This is the second galos, the end of the galos, the final climax of the galos, is this soft voice. Come, let's be friends. Let's have harmony. Let's be peaceful together. That's this end of the galos. U'mizeh ha-galos nisyara Yaakov avinu yoser b'yiratzom min ha-rishon. This was more scary to Yaakov Avinu. How do you know? Ki tev ha'adam aluli kashel bo yoser min harishon. This is more dangerous. Okay, hikdim v'tiyosu v'amar ha'tzidin inna miyad achi, achachim miyad esav. It's more scary miyad Shini, the Miyari Yitzhak. We talked about this last week also. Sometimes it's scarier to be amongst your own brothers who are not like you than to be amongst an enemy. An enemy, you know where they stand. They hate me, I hate them. We should never have to deal with each other. That's not so dangerous. But Miyari Achi is much more dangerous. They look like us, they act like us, they talk like us, they want to be like us, they want to be like them. And then slowly but surely, we start losing things. Things start to fade away. Certain types of things that make Klal Yisrael special. Okay? Learning Torah, mitzvos, doing things that lead us to Olam Haba, thinking about our lives and focusing on ruchnis instead of gashmias. Okay? These things all suddenly start falling away. Our whole life, our whole belief becomes a mishmash, a chont of ideas that are not clear anymore in our head. Yan, why is this true? Kibarisho embo rak shibu gufani, vasheni hu shibu jishem ruchani, vegam gufani. He says another svaro, you know why the first one is worse than the second? The first one, okay? Miyadachim miyadisav, faesav, it's bad, it's just physically bad. Okay, he's gonna hate us, he wants to kill us, that's physically bad. The second one is physically bad and spiritually bad. Miyadachim miyadisav is bad on two levels. Spiritually we're gonna go down, because we're gonna give up things in order to make Esav happy. And he says, if we don't do that, we're also gonna suffer on a physical level also. We're not gonna be able to be at home, not gonna be able to support ourselves, not gonna be economically independent. Both sides is dangerous. The point I want to bring from here, okay, obviously I think it's clear, okay, but if the basic lady who lived about 100 years ago already felt that this was how the Talich of the Gaulus was going to go, it's only gotten worse, okay? And it's true, the beginning of the Gaulus, and maybe even further than the Gaulus, you know, we had obviously the Holocaust only 60 years ago, okay? There were times of Hashmada, there were times of destruction, there were times of Zeros, terrible Zeros against Klal Yisrael, there were pogroms, that was all part of the destructive side of Klal Yisrael. Now, yeah, some people want to destroy Klal Yisrael on a physical level, but you know what? We're suffering, as all the great people who know statistics know, we're suffering a much greater Holocaust on a spiritual level than we did on a physical level 60 years ago. As the numbers keep going of intermarriage and kids and people who are falling out of any relationship, any association with Gazans in America and all over the world, okay? This is a tremendous disaster. Tremendous. And the reason why it is because, well, we live in a free country, we can do whatever we want. That's the problem! They say do whatever you want. Well, we don't do whatever, we live like Americans. We live in the Gaulus, wherever, Americans, Australians, Europeans, not Canadians, whatever your particular place is from. But the point is that we're not being persecuted, we're just being able to live like everybody else. And we want to look like everybody else and feel like everybody else, if we want to fit in. Wanting to fit in is the greatest chisara. It's the greatest sakana that we have. Okay? And now, don't think it's the opposite extreme. I'm not saying, oh, therefore we should cut ourselves off, nothing to do, we should be in a ghetto, in a shtetl somewhere, okay, nothing to do with this world. I'm not saying that. Okay? But there's a fine line of knowing our place. I'm going to talk about this a lot tonight. Okay? Where we have to know, as Klal Yisrael, we are distinct, we are special, we are different, we have our own mitzvahs, we have our own hanhagas, we are a miyuchad people. We have to retain those things to remember that we're different. When we start to lose those things, okay, those elements that make us special, we run into major problems. And that is what's going on in the world right now. It's a famous line, always quote this line, because when I saw it, it was such a beautiful line. Ruchaim Vilajan, okay, you remember this line. Ruchaim Vilajan is quoted as saying the following. I don't know where it is. If you want me to find it, I'll try to find it at some point, but I just remember the line stuck in my head. And you say the following line. Either Klal Yisrael makes Kiddush, or the Goyim make Havdalah. What does it mean? Either we make Kiddush, we are Mekadish ourselves. What Kiddush is about separating Shabbos from the Chol, right? Either we make Kiddush, we separate ourselves, and we realize that we're different, or the Goyim will make Havdalah. The Goyim will then have to, if we don't do it, then the Goyim will come, and they will make the separation that has to be made. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu will not allow us to totally become absorbed into the Goyim. So ultimately, if this Talmud, this process continues, eventually something has to happen, something has to give. It's either we're going to wake up, or they're going to have to be woken up to wake us up. One of the two. But we can't continue the way we're going. This is a disaster. And historically speaking, I'm not a historian, that's not my tafkid, okay? But historically speaking, the greatest destructions in Klal Yisrael came when Klal Yisrael got in. When they finally felt, oh, we made it! We're just like everybody else. We're at the top of all the different markets, and top of all the different elements of living in society. We've made it in. The more in we are, the more destructive it could become. And it's all dependent upon this idea. We could be in. We could be part. We don't have to be mitnatek. We don't have to sever ourselves off from the world. But you have to remember, where is your place? We are still different. We can't throw away. We can't be mevater. Being mevater doesn't work. We have a Shulchan Aruch, we have a Torah, we have mitzvahs. It can't be viturim. We can have both, maybe. We can have also the Torah and also be involved, maybe. If you know how to do it and where to do it, then the ways. But not, you can't give up. Giving up things is not part of our lexicon. Yeah.
So, is basically saying, is it better to be persecuted than to...
It's a lesser evil, a lesser fear. There was less sakana in the physical obliteration of Christ than in the spiritual obliteration. Because Kashmir tells us we're never going to be physically destroyed. It's crazy to be physically destroyed. We got as close probably as ever historically there was in the whole of us. And still didn't work. And look where we are 6 years later, Baruch Hashem. So that didn't work. There's no way for that to work. And we have a promise from Hashem that we won't let that happen. Okay. So that's a very, very important way of thinking in terms of our remembering where our place is while we're in the Galus, and how this is really what's happening. We're not. This is not just a nehuah. This is mamash miskayim. This is b'yameinu. Okay, let's go on. There's a very interesting line. The pasuk Yaakov says to Esav, "I'm on my way back. I have shor v'chamor tzon v'ebe v'shivchag. A lot of stuff. Okay, I amassed a lot of different property when I was by Lavan." So the Beis Vachon points out that it's strange that he doesn't say the word gamal. He says shor v'chamor tzon eved v'shivcha, but he doesn't mention gamalim. But then a few seconds later, it says they send gamalim to Esav. Why didn't he mention that he has gamalim? Well, secret. He's going to find out in 10 seconds anyway when he sends it to him. Why was the word gamal left out from Yaakov when he sent his declaration to Esav? Why wasn't that mentioned? And he explains the following, a very, very, very beautiful idea. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everybody yashar. Man was created straight, meaning he had the right netios, he had the right inclinations to do good. And then, bad things began to happen, and from the beginning of creation, which we were supposed to all do good, right? And the Yitzhahara, seventh line, Haya, Raki Yitzhahara, who mazes with that. When the mazes, the Yitzhahara was a separate entity that lived outside of man. And then, sometimes it got the better of man, sometimes it didn't. But it was a davar chitzoni, external element. Omnam, however, kasher ba hanachash al chava v'yitil ba zuhama, when the nachash convinced Chava to do the chet of eating from the eitz, shenis arvu v'atov ha-rabba v'atzon, then evil and good became mixed up as one. Add, until what time? Till what time? Okay, this is the famous stuff. Right? Adam was created with the Yitzhar Tov, Kulo Tov, Yitzhar was outside of Adam, and then after Chet, it became inside. Okay, this is famous Torah, so not being Mechadish anything at this point. Now, what's the Chiddush is the Ben Shechav says is the following. That's what took place. Add, until, Shegil HaAvos, Biruru V'Zikiku. Then the three Avos came along and they cleansed, okay? And they separated back to the original state of bad from good. They were zochet to that. How did they do that? Ki me'avraham yatsa Yishmael. Umi Yitzhak Esav. Because for each one of the avos, Avraham and Yitzhak, one bad apple, one bad child came out, and he removed part of that yetzer that was inside of Klal Yisrael, part of the nefesh that it cooked inside, part that was removed by the bad offspring that came out. Ad Shaba Yaakov Vayamitato Shlema. His bed was complete, all of his kids were tzaddikim. The Etzem Nefesh HaYisraeli No Teletov. And now, the Nefesh HaYisraeli, our neshama, our nefesh inside us, our pure netios, our inclinations, are back to being for good. Elama. Rak Hasor Shab Isa Vishu Machios Ma'akev. But sometimes, the source of Isa, what do they call it? The fermenting agent Okay, I believe that's how it's translated in the very fancy dictionaries. Okay, but the Sa'or, okay, which is that part that you put into a bread mixture, okay, that makes it become chametz, that sometimes gets the best of us. But that element, though, is something that you add to the yeast. You add to the dough, okay, to make it grow. So too here. We are be'etzem good. Our neshamos that we have are tov. Our mahus, our essence, is good. Elema, there's a separate entity out there, b'fnei atzmo, not inside of us anymore. It got out of us. Still in the world. But you know what? Sometimes it gets the better of us, sometimes it doesn't. But our pure state, okay, we always sifra machshava, sifra musar, by tshuva, okay, we always talk about how the pure neshama of every Jew, okay, is good. It never gets tainted. It's never ruined. Because that you know, we talk about Hanukkah, that pach ha-shemen, that little drop inside of everybody, that pintle yid, that's for sure good. Nothing can affect that. The Yetzirah! Yetzirah is on the outside. It's layers that come from the outside and try to taint us. But Lamaitha, it doesn't change our essence. Our essence is always good. That never gets shaken, it never gets obliterated. Now, v'lechen, how do I know that's true? Nahani, k'tiv mitzvah, v'diga k'tiv Rambam, begerushin. That's the famous Rambam that says that a person has to give a get, and they force them to give a get, so it works. How does it work? If you give a get, shlo b'ratzon, doesn't work, you have to divorce your wife b'ratzon. How does that work? So the Rambam, okay, famous Rambam, the way to remember it, in the words of Rav Harvin, is 220. Gerushin 220. 220 is Perek Beis, halacha chaf. 220. Got it? Gerushin Beis Chaf. So the Rambam there says this famous idea that because everybody wants to do the mitzvahs correctly. Everyone wants to do what's in Hashem. He says he doesn't want to. He doesn't know what he wants to do. I have to hit him over the head to beat him up. And then when he says, Rotsani, he's screaming, I don't know Rotsani. When he says finally, yeah, I do want to give it, he really wants to give it. Because you know why? Deep inside he wants to give it. For sure he wants to do the right thing because in his essence, he wants to do the right thing. The fact that he's saying, I don't want to, that's some other creature that's floating around in his head. That's crazy stuff. That you don't have to be worried about. If you want to hear the Lashon of the Rambam, I'll receive it to you inside. Those of you who are not familiar. The Rambam says, Misha Tokva Yetzihara, Vivata Mitzvah, Lassus Avera, Vahuka Achasa Dabar Shechaiva Soso, Enze Anus Elohu Anas Atzmo Vedaito Hara'ah. He brought the onus on himself. Me'achashu Rotsu Lios Mi'Israel, Rotsu La'asos Kol HaMitzvos, Ulisrachik Min Ha'averos. Ve'yitzahu Shetokvo. Fascinating Rambam. Famous Rambam. Okay? Now, if that's the case, now look what he says now. So what was our question? So he says, by the Jews, we have a Nisham, we have a Nefesh, it's Tahor. By the Goyim, they remain with the Hara Yishmael and Eitha, they took the Tumah, and they took it with them. So their Neshama is tainted, it has all kinds of Ra and Tov, it's all messed up. Now, Yaakov says to Eitha, what was our question? Yili Shor V'chamor. Okay? He hasn't mentioned the word Gamal. We asked, why not? What's so bad about a Gamal? So who knows a little bit about it? What's special about a Gamal? He has one siman hatov, one siman hara. Okay, the chamor is a tame animal, but it's totally tame. The shor is totally tahor. It's got two things that are good, right? So Yaakov says to Esav, look, Rabbi, look, this is not Rabbi Esav, right? This is also part of the imavan gar titari mitzvah sisi. Who cares what you did mitzvahs? Think Esav really is impressed? Wow, I did 630 mitzvahs out of my lavan. What? Who cares? Maza chashuv. Yaakov says, I want to make a point to you, Esav. You know what the difference between me and you is? Let me tell you. It goes way back. Way back. The difference is that you, the goyim, you don't understand to differentiate between tame and tahor. By you guys, everything is mixed up. Even in one animal, okay, that has one siman tov and one siman ra, you guys also think that's okay. That's fine by you guys. By us, we have a clear distinction. By Yili Shor, the Chamor. Okay? We know there's like black and there's white, there's clear and there's unclear. Okay? We have things clear. Now, that's true, obviously, guys. Also, we know that the halacha is the Gamal is not okay. But you know what? We don't deal with Gamal. Because you know what? Everything by us, if it has one tzimah that's bad, it's that it's all tzimah that are bad. It's a tzimah that's both. But by you guys, it's not that way. You guys don't see things like that. And therefore, okay, let's look inside now. He writes the following. The Ili Shor Chamor, someone to the bottom. Ki hatov hara nifadimim. They're two separate entities by us. The Loki Gamal Shir Darshu Chazal Al Rivka to Kavda Al Gamli Magamal Yishtel Simin Tuma. She has the Menu Esav. It says that she wrote back on the Gamal Rivka because it was also teaching us that she's going to have a Gamal Esav who's going to have this confusion, this Tuma and Tahara, all of it mixed up together. You can't have it all together. You got to have it separate. The chain Esav who nidme who nikra chazir miyar. It's called a pig, the wild pig from the forest. Ze Edom she etzlo meura v'asimen tuma im simen tahara she kibir avi v'imo v'od. Okay, he says here the other thing that Esav is compared to is a pig. Pig and gamal is the same thing, right? Each one of them has one element, one of the two elements of the two simanim of tahara. Esav is compared, this is what we've been discussing a lot. Esav said, Esav is compared to this element. Okay, two ideas now. Number one, it's the good and the bad all mixed up together. No differentiating, no understanding what is good and what is evil. Total confusion, total erbuvia. Their neshama itself is banuis as meshach chachma from this confusion. It has two elements within inside the neshama itself. Not like Klai Yisrael. Not the Klai Yisrael only does right and doesn't do wrong, but you also do chatayim. But you know what? It's not really us. It's something else. It's someone different. It's something chitzoni. It's something external that comes into us. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein adam chotei al mikay nechnas ha'ruach shtus." Right? Something has to come into your mind that orders your soul. Okay? That's outside of you to make you sin. You're not supposed to sin. We are not meant to sin. We were meant to be going yashar. Elama. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sa'at adam yashar. V'hein chishbunu cheshbon es rabim. They started to make all kinds of calculations in the Cheshbon. That's not how we were created. We were created straight. So on the one hand here, you have that element, and where does that take you to? He says in the bottom here, and that's why by Esav, okay, you have the good and the bad is all confused. You have mitzvos, kibud av v'aim, maestros, which he did very, very nicely, okay, other things which he was very, very makpid about, but at the same time, he was also very makpid about gila raya sashvichos damim, and gzela. It doesn't go together. You know why that happens? Because you don't have clear lines. You don't have rules. You have good and evil. It's all together. It's all in the same pot. That doesn't work out together. You gotta go. You have to have it all one. Okay. This idea of having, you know, sort of speak, the cake and eat it, can't have the cake and eat it. Okay. If you're taking the track of yadus, okay, and you're taking the track of mitzvos, taking the track of ruchnius, so then there's things that are on and things that are off. Okay? There's shor and there's chamor. Okay? This idea of the middle is very, very dangerous. And that's something we're not dealing with that. You gotta have clear for us, a little bit bad is all bad. If it's bad, it's bad. That's what the Torah says. And that's what Yaakov was telling Esav, that's why we can't really be together. And even though I was away from you 20 years, you know what? We're in our mahut, our essence, we are totally different creations. We cannot possibly be together. Okay? It's very, very important. Hashkafically, this has a lot of far-reaching ramifications, obviously, in terms of just the bria of Klai Yisrael versus the Goyim, but also in terms of just how to look at life, what to bring in. Same way we talked about a minute ago, about being part of the world, being in and being out. Same thing here, okay? You can't... This idea of like being, again, this idea of Esav, this being two-faced, being on both aspects, being all over, doesn't work like that. There's one. There's one track, okay? There's what's tahor, the things that are tahor, and the things that are tameh. You gotta save from the things that are tameh. Even half tameh is tameh, okay? That's not so bad. It's also bad. Those things don't work. Yeah.
If it's so that everyone was created straight and with a desire to be good, so was it possible? Do you think it's possible to be a child and remember the rabbi that referring to?
He's saying that whoever originally created, so I think what it means is that the concept of Ra, Hashem saw that man was not going to be able to withstand the Ra, whether it's outside or inside. Okay, at this point it was still on the outside. That point in Bereishis, that man Adam was created with Ra was on the outside. But Hashem says, "Yisrael Adam Ra min Ra." That doesn't mean that in and of itself is rotten itself. Okay, it's just that it's not able to withstand, not able to be omed b'nisyonos. It's going to fail. Klafi of the world, and that's something that Hashem said, oh, then there's something wrong here. So this is not working out. We've got to figure out a different, you know, kilu, a different plan. It was obviously Hashem knew what the plans were going to be originally, but I think that's how you have to, you know, get around it. But this is not Mesh Chachma's idea. This is classic Mashallah. Yeah, what's special about Mesh Chachma is that most people don't say like this. Most people say there was Adam Rishon, then it was pre-chait, then it was post-chait. Okay, when the Yisrael moved inside, and until Ma'an Torah, we remained at that state, and then after Chet Egel, Ma'an Torah, we came back to Adam Rishon state, then after Chet Egel, we went back down again to post Chet. That's what is in a lot of the Sfar. Okay, what's crucial about this is that he says, no, Lemaisa, we are in the state, post the Avos, we are in the state of being back to Adam Rishon status. Where the Yitzhar is on the outside, and everything we do happens to us as something from externally. That's like a little bit of a chidush kivun. Okay. Let's continue. Similar thing we talked about last couple weeks also. Top Shem and Atova, on the left hand in the corner, in the middle. Rashi says that Yaakov sent to Esav, Eder. Right? He sent to him different, when he sent to the Matana. He makes sure there's a space. So Rashi already says what was the reason for that? Because he wanted to make him look like it was a big present, and to make him like, you know, stunned. Wow, look at what you're sending me! Amazing. Now it's a little funny, this Rashi. You know, none of you have kids yet, Baruch Hashem. But those who have, we have little brothers. Okay, my person is like 5 or 6, so this game works. Okay, you send it slowly, you know, and you make it look like, you know, this whole long entourage, this big present. Okay, but Esav was a grown man. He can see from the beginning to the end. And he sees what was really done, he sees their spaces, and why is he being tricked by this? Why do you think this was going to work for him? I, Lemaisa, he can count. Oh, there's 10 in this group, 10 in my, I send me 30 camels. Now, like, oh, wow, it's 5,000 camels, because it goes from this point to this point. Wait, he's so stupid. So knuckleheaded? What's with the guy? That's what Yaakov thought? How did he think that was going to work? So look what the Shem HaNatov says. The Baal Turim says only one other place in the Masorah we have the word Revach, which is in the Megillah. Revach Ba'atzal Yamul De'ayun Malkam Achet. Third line, Linear, what's the connection of these two places? So we can possibly say the following. The Ikra Inyam Revach Ben Edel Eder Hainu De'ar Rashayim Mistaklim Al HaKol B'chitzoniyut Va'akol Kifi Mashin Yireh. After Amos ain't okay. Meaning by the Goyim, by the Rishayim, people who don't have the correct outlook. Okay? And this is clearly by Rishayim of the Goyim, but it's also, let's say, maybe true also by Rishayim, people who are in Yadus who don't see things correctly. Okay? People who don't have the right perspective, all their whole emphasis is on the Chitzonis. That's what's important. What impression will this make? That's important. That's it. And so too, he says, that's what Mordechai said to Esther. God came out that even Hashem came out. Don't think you can escape. I go to the king. It's dangerous. And you think that maybe you don't go, you'll save your family. That's what it looks like on the superficial level. Mordechai says, I know what it looks like to you, but you only see the first level, Esther. You think that, you know, maybe I won't go, it's dangerous. And maybe I don't want to get myself in trouble. I mean, my family will get killed. I want to save everybody, I won't go. Mordechai says, yeah, that's a very superficial look. Let me tell you something a little deeper. You know what? Klai Yisrael's survival is weighing in the balance here. This is not a time to say Cheshbon about, oh, well, me and my family will be safe. What about Klai Yisrael? It's much deeper than that. Look deeper. Look at what's at stake here. If you don't say anything, everyone will be destroyed. That's when we find the word Revach Ba'atzala. Yamal Yaludim. Revach means don't look at the outside. The same discussion between Mordechai and Esther was taking place was look deeper. See what's really going on. See what's weighing in the balance here. Don't look at it superficially. That's what Mordechai said to Esther. But that's the same word Revach. Okay? We're finding here also. V'zeu inyan ha-Revach ki ein anu mitchashvim klal imashin relei naim ela ba'alacha. That's so too here. That's what Yaakov was also doing to Esau. Yeah, you know what? It is a little bit of a game. And you're right. The question of, but isn't it silly? Yeah, it's silly. But you know, people who put the emphasis on how things look, they're also being silly. The world is not about how you look. I'm not saying you should look like a shlumpy, you know, torn clothing. I'm not saying that. Okay? Everything can always take to the extremes when I say. Don't take extremes. Let's be seichodik. Okay? But to put everything about how do I look? And how does my house look? And how does my room look? And how does my car look? And how does everything look? Okay? That is what is the ikar. That is all that you focus on. Okay? That is childish. That is not what the world is about. That is a juvenile outlook on the world. Kids who are little, that's very important to them. Okay? That's also important to them. Because they can't see deeper. They can't think deeper. But when you get a little older and you mature and you look at the world in a more sophisticated way, okay? Aren't you supposed to understand that there's more to it than just that? It's not all about chitzonius. It's not all about what you wear and how you wear it, and you know, is it off to the side? Is it straight? And is it to the side? And is this shirt? And what is it? What emblem does it have? Is that all that it's about? Baruch Shalom. That's for people who are childish. Okay, he calls them mashayim. Maybe that's a little harif. I'll just call them juvenile, immature. That's just a non-sophisticated look at the world. You're missing the point. And that was exactly, we talked about this for weeks now, 3 weeks now, we talked about Esav. This was Esav. This was the mahus of Esav. Was looking at everything on the chitzoni level. We talked about it by the marak, by the adomazeh, okay, Esav, by the chazer, standing up. Everything looks good. It all looks good. It's all about the look. It's all one big show. It's a big movie. Okay? You're going through a play in the world, okay? We're playing on a good show. It's not about the show. The question is, where are you really holding deep down? Where's your heart? Where are your meisim? What's going on? It's not about how you look. You've got to be emistic. That was the lesson that Mordechai said to Esther also. Look deeper. Have a more sophisticated outlook. Don't just stop superficially. And that's what Yaakov was doing with Esav, because he knows it works with Esav, because that's what Esav is about. That's important to Esav. He remembers, Halitain amin ha'adom ha'adom hazeh. That's all Esav cares. Anyone doesn't call it soup. Just give me red. That's what I want. So yeah, so I can stretch out the matana. Okay? It's true, it's childish, and it's true, it's silly. But you know what? It still makes an impression. Yeah, there are gaps, and it's true, and if he really wanted to, he could see through that. But you know what? He doesn't see through that, because he doesn't care to look past the superficial. So it's good that it looks big. Wow! Look at it. There's one group is here, and then like 3 blocks later, I see another group comes with more stuff. This is amazing! That's very important, Esav. Because it's all about promoting the chitzonius levels. That's what it's about. That's where it's at. That's the emphasis. Okay. Let's go on. The Chofetz Chaim al Torah. Time, let's say this one quicker. We have to get moving. The Chofetz Chaim al Torah says that there's a fight between Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav, and it says ultimately that the Sar Shel Esav didn't succeed in beating Yaakov, but he did succeed in hitting him the Kafi Recho on his leg. He damaged his leg. And the Zohar says, it's talking about Eilu Tamchin Doras, those who support Torah. The Kaf Yerech, the leg, okay, is what is symbolic of those that support Torah learning. What does it mean? It means they had a big fight. And Esau said, I want the brothers. And the Yaakov said, no, I want the brothers. And Esau, and the Sarsha said, why do you deserve more than Esau? Isn't Esau also a brother, also a son? And Yaakov said, no, my kids are going to recover the Torah, not your kids. They're going to do the Torah. And Esav had nothing to say about that, because Esav was not going to receive the Torah. He wasn't interested in receiving the Torah. And that's why Esav, it says, Ki lo yacholo. He saw that he couldn't defeat Yaakov. But in the end, Esav had a different taina. 7 lines down, he says, at the end of the Gaul, he had both souls mana Gaulus, before the Alot HaShachar, right before the morning, before the Gula comes. Shehamon Am, 8 lines down. The people are not going to want to support learning anymore, Torah learning. And then people won't be able to learn Torah because they won't have food to put on the table. And that's what Esav was succeeded in doing. What the Esav will succeed in doing, the Sar Shel Esav, was he will succeed in the end of time. He can't defeat Yaakov, because by then Yaakov was the chosen one. They were the ones who learned Torah. They were the ones who were going to carry on the Nachla. Very nice. But you know what? Give him a big zetz in the back of his leg. Those who need to support Torah, in order that Torah can be miskayim, and learned, those are going to fall away. And then by that time, what will happen is the people who learn Torah also fall away, just indirectly. That was the koach of Esav. It says, he says, we've seen that over the generations, that enemies are trying to make us not learn as much Torah. And when they see us learning Torah, they can't stop those learning Torah. They go to the base measure and stop those learning Torah? No. But they decide, you know what to do? If we could just knock out the people who are supporting the Torah, that will end, that's knock out those learning Torah also. Huh, a Ganesh idea. They try to say, no, don't support them. It's not in order to support those people. What are they doing anyway? In kolels and learning in Torah is what they think they become something great. And therefore, the metamtami as leva machzikim, seven lines down, the kol shavat dor lomde, eno magil haoznan, the kan hasoneh matzlech, and here the soneh, the enemy is winning. The hasoneh, six lines from the bottom, who ate the harach hoshev, shemikivan sha'al tabiyadu lishbor, mateh lachbam shahol lomde, if we can knock out the people's support and put the bread on the tables of the learners, kvar yaznichu et lom limudam, v'yazvu et hayishivot. That's a way to close up all the yeshivas. About Khan Gilsulan Torah, Ki Akbishamalh Hitzliach, the Taka Kap Yarak Yaakov, Alhamil Hamah Dain Natusha. But hey, Avekimo, they're still fighting though. Yaakov needs Avek Batul Malach. And Yaakov says, okay, I know you got my leg, but you know what? I'm continuing to fight. Afach Rishon Yitzchak Tatonchim, the Zevlan Laos, Ki Ator Lotamush Midor Tabayim, Lamot Koha Inuim Bahadzeros, Adrava, Yaakov Yitzchak Minatzeach, Od Yalel Madrega, Yotir Gaboa, Asherushengi Saw Yechuna. Even though there's a fight, and even though Yisrael succeeded, and the Sasha Yisrael hit those people who support Torah. And you know what? When we call it the Yitzhara, we call it economic decline, okay, or all other kinds of things that are in the world. There are all kinds of reasons why people don't want to support Torah learning. It's true. Or they don't think it's a mistake, or they think they're not doing a good job, or they don't like this yeshiva, they don't like that type of yeshiva, or they think they're staying there too long. A million svaras. Why people don't want to support Torah. And you don't have to, listen, I don't have to tell you that. I'm sure you go out to the streets, you heard them all. Okay? But Lamaisa, this says the whole time is the eighth is Yetzirah. I'm again not saying you have to support every institution, no matter what their fashion is. There are differences. But you know what? Ultimately, we have to remember that this chus to Torah, those who are learning Torah, that's going to keep the nation going. And the only way they can learn is if people give them money that they can sit and learn. So to some degree, we have to have a certain nucleus, a certain inner working, that Torah will continue. For that we need people who will give Torah. Says the Chavos Chaim, that was the Eitzes HaYitzhara. They were the Malchus Takav Kafi Recho. He succeeded. But you know what? The people who are the Lomei Torah, they continue to fight. They have to continue the fight, the war, realize, and Chai has to realize that this is still where our strength comes from. We have to have people who are learning Torah. We have to have those who will continue the next generation passing the Masorah on and learning, and that ultimately will keep Chai Shal going. Last thing I want to say last point for today, hopefully we'll squeeze it in quickly, is the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma, in the middle of the page, says that the Medrash quotes that Avram, there's a remez in the Torah that Yaakov Avinu was Shomer Shabbos and Avram was not. And the Medrash Chachma tries to deal with why was that there's after remez by Yaakov and not by Avram. And he says the following episode. He says by Avram Avinu, about 12 lines down, he says that Avram Avinu, he wanted to spread a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. He wanted to spread monotheism, and then he thought he was all by himself. And then he saw that he had Yishmael, okay, that came out from him, and that definitely hurt his chances of spreading his own kids didn't even follow that. So what did he do? He decided, you know what? If I can't pass my own kids, I'll go out to the world and I'll start spreading Torah out to the world. And kids, everybody in the world, they have to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, monotheism. And that's why he went to Mitzrayim, because he knew that was the place of Chachma, and he wanted to spread a Kadosh Baruch Hu. For Avraham Avinu, the concept was, spread yourself thin. Get out there and do Kiruv. Be a crazy man, crazy Kiruv guy. Okay? Because you know what? These are the ideas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then Yaakov Avinu came along, and he saw, you know what? I got 12 of my own sons who are all on the Derech. You know what? I don't have to go out anymore. If I pass it to my kids, okay, and tell them to pass it on, to their kids and their kids, we can remain within ourselves and we can pass things on. And that's why he says, beautifully, he says that Chazal, come along and they say that Avram was mekayim kol Torah kula, including Eretz Tavshilin. What's Eretz Tavshilin? Eretz Tavshilin makes it that everybody can come, and no matter how many people come, you can continue to cook. Okay? For all the people who come to your house. Why? Because you have to, it's all about spreading. Okay? Avram doesn't want to do anything that might, chas v'shalom, deter someone from coming so he could spread his Torah to them. And what does it say Yaakov did? Yaakov made Eretz Tchumim. What does it mean, Eretz Tchumim? Eretz Tchumim means that we have a certain area we can be in, and outside of that area, we can't go there. It's Davka making it that there are borders, that certain people are too far away, they can't come in. There are limitations. Okay? And this is the decision between Avram. When Avram didn't have his own kids even following, so he had to spread out. He thought that was the way to change the world. And then Yaakov came on and said, you know what? No. We can remain within. We have to have our own limitations. And this Lemaisa, he says, we're called... We're called the sons of Yaakov, right? We have to remember that if we remember, remind ourselves of our tchumim, then the blessing that says in the Gemara is that Yaakov will have a nachla, have no tchumim. If we remain within our tchum, we'll also have our tchum for Yaakov. And Lemaisa, this gets back to our point originally, which was mentioned, that we have to know that on the one hand, we're in the world, we're part of the world, there are a lot of nations in the world, we have to take part, we can't just be on our own, but mitzad sheni, we have to set up Erev Tchumim. We have to know that we're am badad yishev, we are our own, we are different, we are special, and that will, Bezrat Hashem, keep Klal Yisrael going for many generations. Shkoyach. Yeah.